This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. This morning in Madrid, Spain, bells from hundreds of churches sounded throughout the city. The bells began tolling at 7:37 a.m. Madrid time. That's when, 1 year ago today, 10 bombs tore through four Madrid commuter trains. Nearly 200 people died in the blasts and nearly 2,000 were injured.
Those bombings are referred to as Spain's March 11, the same way that September 11 has a special meaning here in the United States. In a moment, we'll hear about the political and cultural reverberations in Spain since those attacks. But first, world leaders and counterterrorism experts have gathered in Madrid this week for the International Summit on Democracy, Terrorism, and Security. Jerome Sokolowski reports that since the war on terror began, investigators have found a complex web of associations among militants in Western Europe, North Africa, and the Middle East.
The Spanish police investigation into the March 11th bombings has stretched far and wide. A former Egyptian army explosives expert has been extradited from Italy, and a Moroccan, described as Al-Qaeda spokesman in Europe, will soon be handed over by Belgium. Investigations have also led to the Netherlands and the people who planned the murder of the Dutch filmmaker Theo van Gogh. But the bulk of the 150 suspects detained since last March 11th were arrested in Spain. Fernando Reynares is a terrorism advisor to the Spanish government.
Spain has been the first country where these international terrorists successfully completed the plans for a terrorist attack, but it has not been the first country where they tried to do so. Plans to perpetrate these kind of acts were found in France, in Germany, in Italy.
Reynares says one of the clearest trails of evidence leads to the Moroccan Islamic Combatant Group, an Al-Qaeda cell also blamed for the Casablanca suicide bombings 2 years ago. But Guy de Vries, the European Union's coordinator for anti-terrorism, says it's a mistake to conclude that all Europe's terrorists come from outside.
The gentleman arrested for the murder of Mr. van Gogh was born in the Netherlands, spoke fluent Dutch, was educated in the Netherlands, so we have to look inward as well as outward. I think that is the key lesson. We cannot simply look at non-European countries as the source of the threat. We have some homegrown terrorism that we should take seriously.
De Vries says recent Islamist terrorist plots uncovered in Europe have not turned up evidence of central planning. He describes the militants as like-minded people whose contacts across borders are at best informal.
What we also see is, in terms of recruitment, that sometimes young Muslims seem to undergo a process of auto-radicalization, of self-recruitment, whereby they search for an identity and unfortunately hit upon the wrong vector for that identity.
Raymond Kendall was the director of Interpol for 15 years. He says security agencies may have been overestimating the sophistication of the terrorists.
I think we have a tendency maybe to attribute to these people much more intelligence than they really have. Where you have to try and catch them is when they take risks, because they do take risks.
The Madrid attack was certainly simple to execute. The perpetrators left backpacks on trains. Inside were explosives wired to cell phone alarms, time to go off during rush hour. Many experts say Al-Qaeda has switched to inexpensive and independent operations after the war in Afghanistan eliminated the possibility of central funding and advanced training. But some experts believe terrorists still need support from their brethren over the border. Brian Jenkins is a senior analyst at the RAND Corporation.
This is very much a network, and it works like a network. The fact is, we find target folders from reconnaissances done in one part of the world turning up in the laptops of captured jihadists in other parts of the world that we then find out were, in fact, plans prepared by terrorists who are now living in yet another part of the world.
Analysts say the March 11th train bombings in Madrid showed how terrorists adapted to new circumstances. But Loretta Napoleoni, who writes on the economics of terrorism, says even the simplest attack can convulse a whole society, as it did in Holland.
How much did it cost to kill Theo van Gogh? Nothing, basically. And yet, the impact of the killing of Theo van Gogh is extraordinary.
Experts agree that one thing they have learned since 9/11 is that the nature of the terrorist threat is constantly changing. They say law enforcement and security services must also constantly adapt to fight it. For NPR News, I'm Jerome Sokolowski in Madrid.
Felipe Sahagún is a professor of international relations at Complutense University of Madrid and member of the editorial board of the newspaper El Mundo. He joined us from Madrid.
It's a pleasure to be with you.
Back when the bombings happened, there were people who said that March 11th would be Spain's September 11th.
Quite correct. Not only that, I think it was Europe's September 11th. But that is not to say that the reactions and effects have been the same. They have been quite different.
In what way?
Well, we never confused what we had to do as a war.
You didn't view it as a war against terror or terrorism.
Exactly. We always thought that terrorists is a very different enemy. We don't think that with military means we are going to defeat this new enemy. We need very complex combination of all our resources, diplomatic, intelligence, economic, all together and for many, many years in the future.
Spain has as long had good relations with Arab countries. Did Spaniards think that this would protect them?
No doubt. I mean, Spain has gone from considering itself as a sanctuary. What happened after March 11th is that we became a target and everybody knew that we were.
Has that turned in any way Spaniards, the Spanish people, against either its immigrant population or most particularly its Muslim immigrants?
Not at all. We have not had any explosion of racism, xenophobia or violence against. Because why? I think, well, the action of the government has a lot to do with that. Also, the way the mass media has reported on that, differentiating, distinguishing between the violence, the extremists, and the majority of the Muslims who come here to work just to find a new life and to send money to their families at home.
1 year later, how do Spaniards feel? Do they feel safer?
All the reports we are receiving from our intelligent sources is that we are going to suffer new Al-Qaeda attacks. So everybody is convinced that sooner or later, no matter how big is the effort to avoid it, we are going to suffer new attacks.
Has life changed for ordinary Spaniards?
I don't think so. I don't think so. It has changed for the government because all the priorities, foreign policy, the relations with Europe, the states and the Arab countries, they have changed. We have increased our budget for fighting terrorism. But if you are talking about the way we live, we have not changed at all. We consider that the equilibrium between freedom and security has to be maintained. Otherwise, the terrorists have won immediately.
Professor Sahagún, thank you very much for joining us.
You're welcome.
Speaking about the March 11th attacks, Felipe Sahagún is a professor of international relations at Complutense University of Madrid.